Alice says I exaggerate my childhood memories, but I swear I was brought up underneath the roller coaster in the Coney Island section of Brooklyn. Maybe that accounts for my personality, which is a little nervous, I think.
Woody Allen wasn't exaggerating much. There really was a house under a roller coaster on Coney Island, and Mae Timpano lived there for about 40 years. She met Fred Moran, the ride's owner and operator, in 1946, and they were together until his death in 1982. May moved out of the house 6 years later. The roller coaster, which carried its last rider in 1983, was demolished last November with little warning.
It's hard to say how you get to know a person when you're waiting on them 7 days a week. I knew Freddie. I got to know Freddie because he came in every morning and every afternoon. And then when we got friendly, he was in pretty near every 3-4 hours. He was big and heavy. I didn't care. He was. I liked him. I liked his personality. He was funny. He was good to me. Whenever he would put his arms around me, I feel the world could. Nobody could hurt me. I went out with him a few times, and then one night he came and he says, "When you finish, you want to come up my house?" I said, "Where do you live?" He says, "Under the roller coaster." And I said, "You're kidding." He says, "No, no." He says, "I'll pick you up and we'll go to my house." It's okay. So I went over to the house. I was hungry, so he went over to Nathan's to get frankfurters and french fries. And he had a bottle of Remy Martin's brandy. And we were sipping that, listening to records. That's how it started. And then for 40 years, we had a lot of fun together. The cyclone has a bigger dip. A bigger fall. The Thunderbolt was rougher in the turns. You know, when you went down, you bounced out of the car almost. The car would be practically sideways. If you were a stranger and you come in the house and you would hear it go over, you'd say, "What's that, thunder?" You know, it sounded like thunder. A few things, you know, broke. My perfume tray fell off one time. Pictures would be a little slanty, but not much. I have wall-to-wall mirrors, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, a large living room, dining room, kitchen. But it was like living in the country. I was in the country in the middle of the city. I got a call from California. A man out in California called me. And he says, "Mae, do you know what they're doing today?" And I said, "No." He says, "Go down to Coney Island. They're tearing your house down." I said, "You're kidding." He says, "No." I didn't own it anymore. I got dressed, I went down, and sure enough, they were tearing my house down. It was sad standing there looking at it. It seemed like all my memories just wiped out. But everything changes. I don't know if it was for the better. We'll see when they park the cars there. It looks like it's going to be a parking lot. Lots of times, you know, I think of this, and before you know it, I'm in tears, and I say, "No, I want to get away from that," you know. But it's very sad thinking back, you know, on it. I don't want to remember anymore.
Mae Timpano's story about life under the Thunderbolt roller coaster comes to Morning Edition from David Miller at Sound Portraits Productions and from City Lore in New York. Oh, to live on sugar.